It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, El Doctor. One thing that drove me crazy last night, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I rarely get upset about things. You know me. I'm Mr. Calm, Mr. Docile, Mr. Nothing Really Bothers Me. But one thing that drove me crazy last night, the Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees started their Game 2 of the ALDS at 7:37 Eastern Time, roughly 38 minutes before the Kansas City Chiefs kicked off Monday Night Football at Arrowhead. Now, normally they share parking lots. Royal Stadium, Kauffman Stadium is right next to Arrowhead. So there's some synergy there. They certainly share, I'm sure, many in the fan base, right? So why would Major League Baseball, with the perfect opportunity to say, hey, you know what? We'd love to have the Yankees in primetime because, duh, it's New York. But Let's be fair here and say maybe we could put the Royals at 5 o'clock against the Yankees and still get a good number and not have the Royals fans have to choose between the Royals and the Chiefs. So the Chiefs fans to choose between the Chiefs and the Royals, or Kansas Cityans to have to choose between one or the other. Just a terribly, terribly misguided decision. You knew Monday Night Football, that schedule was set long ago. They're not going to change that. They knew that game was going to be in Kansas City at 8:15. I don't understand why baseball did that. I really don't. Other than the obvious, which is we want the Yankees in primetime, and damn, we don't care about Kansas City. That's number one. Number two, I was mentioning to you this earlier. Today is the opening night day in the NHL, Doc. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
The Capitals don't play until Saturday. They have lots of events. We're going to have Rasmus Sundin on the show on Thursday. However, the rest of the league, or some of the league, opens up tonight, and that's a good thing, right? But what isn't a good thing, or what is interesting, I guess, is the way I'll label it. We mentioned the Utah Hockey Club. The former Arizona Coyotes plays their first home game in Salt Lake City tonight at 10 o'clock. That should be an electric atmosphere on ESPN. The Florida Panthers open up defense of their Stanley Cup title against the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock. That's also on ESPN. And, of course, ESPN Plus, the app. But at 4:30, the season, 45 minutes from now, actually opens up. But you don't want to know what they're doing? They're opening up the season at 1:30 local time on a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
In Seattle. Like on the West Coast. In Seattle, Washington, the Kraken are hosting the St. Louis Blues at 4:30 Eastern or 1:30 Pacific on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, baseball plays mid-afternoon weeks all the time. There is a little bit of a, hey, if they can do it, why can't we do it kind of thing. The difference is hockey, at least at night or during the week, is almost always a nighttime sport. On the weekends, you see games, obviously, earlier in the day, so I guess that's the thinking. But it's a little bit weird to
Tuesday afternoon
to schedule. Like, can you find two other teams to play that maybe, okay, instead of 1:30 in the afternoon, maybe, okay, it is 4:30 in the afternoon, but it's, I don't know, the Islanders and the Penguins or whoever that are two East Coast teams, and at least people can knock off at 3 o'clock from work. This makes not a lot of sense to me. I don't know what they're trying to do here other than to get three games on the network at the same time. But some very weird, curious television decisions. So, I wanted to make sure we mentioned that.
Well, when you get that many games, Chris, I don't think it matters in the long run.
I hear you. On cleanup on aisle three. All right. Did you see this? The Dallas Cowboys beat the Pittsburgh Steelers the other night.
Somebody told me
Sunday
that.
Night
yeah.
football, yeah.
And I haven't heard from Big Tony, so I got to believe it's true.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Big Tony
either.
Yeah,
neither.
Maybe he grilled himself.
No, he's hunting now. He's sending hunting pictures.
Okay.
That's what he does. But I did hear from Derek Davis, Cowboy fan, and I hadn't heard from him.
Who's the other Cowboy fan that's in your Legion of Doom? Cowboy Troy?
Cowboy Clay's consistent,
right,
though.
Okay.
Yeah, he always should post them and Raj and all of them.
All right.
But so Derek Davis, he's been quiet as a church mouse.
Derek Prescott with an impressive come from behind win, what have you. Did you see the video? Warren Sharp put it up, others put it up, of George Pickens running routes the other night?
No. I like Warren a lot, but I did not see Pickens.
Okay. So in lieu of having it to show you, I saw it last night, whatever. George Pickens, Doc, if running routes was graded on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being like super hard, super fast, and 1 being like barely running at all, the way I would describe it would be George Pickens was about a 1.5 or 2 on the route running scale. He was basically out there jogging several times. I don't know if it was every snap, every game. Jogging. After having a bridge, one of those, I guess, light deflector, kind of sunlight deflection, like strips along his nose and along his face that basically had a message that I can't say on the radio about throwing him the damn ball. George Pickens was out there loafing around. The Steelers lost. And now Mike Tomlin says he doesn't question George Pickens' effort. And I ask you this. He played a career-low 34 snaps. He appeared to run them at a very low rate of speed, right? But he said, Tomlin, he didn't have a problem with the receiver's effort. I said, quote, I didn't have any outlying issue with his effort, as I mentioned after the game. That's just a snap management thing and an effort to be more productive in today's game regarding analytics. I don't know what Mike Tomlin is talking about. Mike Tomlin is obviously highly regarded. What did Mike Tomlin do? Whose cookie did he steal to get some of the biggest knucklehead wide receivers in the history of the NFL? Between George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Antonio Brown, and the other clowns that they've had there. He has had some bad, bad, bad seeds.
They
some
can talented all play.
Seeds. Yeah.
And they usually
Chase
don't
Claypool.
Act their worst with him.
Mm-hmm.
He usually gets production out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they implode once they leave him. You raise a good point, but I don't get it. People do what you allow them to do.
He played in half of the snaps that he had played in Sunday night, half of the snaps that he normally played in for the first four games of the season.
See, the game was delayed, and it was late.
Maybe it was past his bedtime?
No. I know. I'm saying for me, I'm not vocal about it because I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tease. I didn't think Dallas, Pittsburgh, what was the chance? And somebody told me Dallas won, and I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. They did.
I know, that's what I heard. Yeah.
But I go, I can confirm that.
Okay, but I go, good, I'm glad, because Clay was, I was really worried about him. And so that's good. But no, Pittsburgh, they're not fun to watch. I love watching Watt.
He's fun.
You know, and then when I like to watch 11 play for Dallas, he wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
Dallas's offense, without, it's just, they're just not fun to watch. You know, it's like there's something, they got a lot of promise, but they don't deliver. So I ended up being more frustrated by it, so I didn't watch it.
Even with the Cowboys having 1-2 in a row and both on the road this year,
I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I'll see them. If they make it to the playoffs, they can impress me if they win a playoff game. Then I'd be interested in them.
There you go. Yeah. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three. Lots of garbage in aisle three.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.